One step into the light, one step away from that. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And yes, we're taking that one step into the light once again. You're listening to the Moody Blues. That's from their Octave album. Their Octave album is the album they refer to as their forgotten album. That's the only song that anybody ever knows that is on that album. And the reason people know about it is 20 years ago, I used their song as my theme song to my radio show from Monterey, California, which was called One Step into the Light. And so I'm sort of, 20 years later, I'm taking up where I left off, Robin.
Super.
And I just wanted to tell our listeners that I did finally find that letter from the 70-year-old woman in Zimbabwe who has just moved everyone around her, and everyone is joining together as a family. Rich, poor, black, white, old, young. She's taking care of seven Zimbabweans herself, and then she is in turn being taken care of and allowed to care for these other people, and they're all caring for each other.
That's how it should be. And I just have to make one correction to what you said.
Yes.
You've always had a voice in all this time.
Oh.
So it might not have been on the radio, but the website, you know, and you've given a voice to everyone.
That is one of the things that I was very early, that I personally realized very early, is I've got my own opinion, but I don't have this gigantic ego that says my way is right and it's my way or the highway. I have always realized from the time I was a child that I only have a piece of the puzzle, and that I'm carrying around my pieces of the puzzle, trying to share them with other people who have pieces of the puzzle. And that's what Rumor Mill does.
Well, Rumor Mill has proven that we can all work together and not have to agree on everything.
And most sites that are like Rumor Mill, well, there isn't another site around like Rumor Mill. Let's put it that way. Our writers do not have to submit their work to me to be proofed or to be approved before it goes up. If I approve a writer, they can post anything they want to 24 hours a day. I may not ever read their work because I trust them. I trust that they're going to be posting really good stuff. And yes, we come from all walks of life, from all religions, from all colors, from all sexual orientations. Some of the people don't even use their real names. Some do. The people who don't use their real names, you don't know if they're male or female unless they tell you. You don't know if they're black, white, or yellow unless they tell you. You don't have any idea who they are. You don't know if they're gay. You don't know if they're Christian. You have to judge these people by what these people write. And it is so incredible. I cannot say that I created Rumor Mill by itself. Zapper, our technician, has had a very strong presence and the direction that we go, and especially we don't attack each other. If we disagree, we disagree without attacking. We're respectful to everyone. Well, while I was posting this letter from the 70-year-old woman in Zimbabwe, I ran across one that you're just going to love. Lady Hawk has posted, Microsoft wants under your skin, the marriage of Microsoft to Verichip. Don't you love it? Verichip are the chips that go into a lot of our military. You know, the chip where we can be tracked.
Yeah.
Well, now Microsoft wants to put all of our medical records on a chip and inject that into you.
No, that is so insane, because the privacy disappears. Just like having all of our records stored and accessible online, privacy disappears by people having illegal access to this information, and then someone can be plus, you know, there could be prejudice against them because of their history, because of their genetic makeup. You know,
yeah.
They might have a tendency for a certain disease. They can be denied coverage. So, I mean, that's another biggie, people. We've got to write in about no denial of coverage with pre-existing conditions.
That's absolutely correct. Guess what? There's another chip out. A sex chip is being developed by scientists.
Which one is this?
It's a chip that works by sending tiny shocks from implanted electrodes in the brain. It's been developed to treat Parkinson's disease, but it also, they've just discovered that there is an area of the brain just behind the eyes known as the orbitofrontal cortex, and it's associated with pleasures derived from eating and sex. And so somehow they're getting ready to... No, wait a minute. A few years ago, they implanted the device in the brain of a woman with a low sex drive and turned her into a sexually active woman.
This is the frontal lobe?
Yes, they said that it's the orbitofrontal cortex.
Because that's where, I'm not sure exactly, I have to Google this, where they did lobotomies.
That is, you know, I think that's exactly where they
yeah,
did
the
lobotomy.
Frontal lobe, where they, where
right.
they had to.
Right. That is amazing. Anyway, the woman didn't like the sudden change, and so the wiring in her head was removed. But, don't you just, can't you just imagine the idea your husband takes you into the doctor and says, she won't have sex with me. And,
there might be a lot of wives that'll take their husbands in.
That's true. Oh, my God, I can't believe what technology is happening. I mean, they're literally thinking about turning us into the Borg, you know, with the Morgellons and the chips and everything. I think that we are becoming the Borg. I think we're turning into half-human, half-machine.
Well, I think Catherine Albrecht has done amazing work about the RFID chipping, and
yes.
her website, which doesn't come to mind at the moment, but people can Google her name, or if you Google RFID chipping, it will come up. I mean, it's amazing. The guise that this research has put out, that this will change your life and this will make things better, and they start with our pets, and I remember the article in Technology Illustrated. I was reading it on a plane. Richard and I were flying back to New Mexico, and they were talking about how they will have to chip all of the cows, all the livestock, so that they can be traceable in case there's, you know, mad cow or some other disease. And then suddenly they were announcing that they're chipping pets so that the pets can be found. And then they've put forth, well, gosh, you know, if your you know, grandmother has Alzheimer's, you don't want her to get lost. We should chip her so if she gets out of the house or out of the hospital and is wandering around, they'll be able to identify who she is.
And you know, folks, if you happen to be somebody the government hates and you've got this dog you love and that dog's been chipped, what are you going to do, leave the dog?
Well, you have to fight that, because they have found at the chipped site there are tumors that form around it, because this is a hazardous, toxic thing to put in the body.
Yes. I agree.
So, you know, I think California has made it mandatory to chip.
Yes, it is. It's mandatory in the county where I live.
And New Mexico, so it's back to change.gov, people. Obama's going to be getting a new little dog for his girls. You know, they don't want that dog to get sick with cancer and die.
And that's exactly what you have to write about. You have to write what could happen to their little dog, and let them know that you don't want their little dog to die of cancer. And so please don't get it chipped, and please don't make us chip our dogs.
Yes.
And we have a caller. We have Mary in North Carolina. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Raylan. I just had a question for Dr. Falcon. I know you're discussing a lot of medical problems, and my main problem is acid reflux. I'm wondering if, you know, she can make any suggestions of, you know, a website to go to or you know, something we can do for that.
Well, are you taking Prilosec?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, when you're taking those medications that decrease the acid production, that has an effect on your body where you're not getting proper nutrition. You're changing.
Right. Well, I said I was taking it, but I have stopped for a month.
Okay. Well, what you can start with, because I don't have your history, and it would be irresponsible for me to make specific recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, what you have to do, you have to keep a food diary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can go online and go to google.com and type in acid reflux. Check many areas. Don't go with what any one site has to say. After you've read through about 8 different sites,
mm-hmm.
see what the common threads are, because diet is a very important factor, okay? Diet, how you respond to stress, the amount of water that you drink, you know, if you exercise or don't, how you sleep at night, sometimes just having the head a little bit more elevated will help, but that's treating the symptoms. The root of it all is your diet.
The diet.
Yeah,
it seems to, you know, like I have burping and gas and everything, like in the morning, first thing when I wake up.
Yeah, that's because you're laying down and everything settles, and as your, you know, body is upright, all these gases start moving.
Uh-huh.
You know something, I used to have it also, and I don't have it anymore. And I think that most humans on planet Earth are allergic to wheat. And when I started cutting down wheat, cutting almost wheat out of my diet completely, I noticed that I no longer had problems. And then I noticed that when I eat wheat, I bloat, I get gas, and I have an upset stomach and have to take Pepto-Bismol or something to make myself feel better.
Right. So you're saying keep a food diary, and if it gets worse when I'm eating certain foods, then eliminate those.
Yeah, you're very quick, because yes, that's exactly what it is, and you'll have your answers to most of this in a few weeks, because you write down how you feel before you eat, how you feel after it. There are many different things that we're exposed to that are allergens. Let's say going into the linen department in a store, and they're unpacking the towels and the sheets, things that are exposed to dye that release little particles into the air, that can trigger reactions from a headache to a sensation of stress to a runny nose, all different things. So you have to keep that diary, and the more information you put into that, the more information you will get out of it to identify what it is that's your personal trigger.
Right, okay. Okay, thanks a lot, Doctor.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks a lot. I love your show.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
I love to hear that. Nobody ever tells me, you know.
Oh, I know, nobody heard us. But thanks so much.
Thank you, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, one of the things, Robin, when you made me sit down and do, what do you call that thing where I had to answer all those questions? And
my questionnaire.
Your questionnaire. It must have been over 100 pages, wasn't it? I mean, I can't believe you took the time to read all of that.
Yeah, of course.
But Robin read it all, and then I did blood tests, sent that to her. And she was able to say, well, these are the things that you need to add to your diet or add the vitamins. And ever since I have been following what she told me to do, I have been in almost perfect health. And of course, you know, a lot of the vitamins that I was taking are some of the ones that I've been talking about, you know, from Native American Nutritionals and from LifeQuest, but, It is truly amazing when you actually have to sit down and go through every single thing that has ever happened to you in your entire life. And you know, Robin, since you did that and since we went over everything that I was taking, how often have I been sick since then?
It's a dramatic difference.
I know. It is a real difference. Hey, we've got Bob in Connecticut on the line. Hi, Bob. Are you there?
Yeah, it's me, Ray, old Bob R. from Connecticut.
Hi there.
How you doing? I'm listening in. Finally got a chance to listen in.
Oh, fantastic. Did you have a question for Dr. Falco?
Oh, yes. You were talking about with the lady with acid reflux.
Yes.
And I think I emailed you some time back. My wife has a hiatal hernia, and she suffers from the same thing. And we found that licorice helps.
Licorice is not for everybody, because if someone has high blood pressure, it can raise your blood pressure to dangerous levels.
I understand
level.
That.
Excuse me?
But we've tried everything with her, and licorice is about the only thing that helps her. Of course, she has to stay propped up so that... because the hiatal hernia, the bulge is up there, and you got to watch the timing of your supper before you go to bed.
You know, Bob, I'm going to. My mother had a hiatal hernia, and you know, she almost had the operation, but she was talked out of it by people who had had the operation, and it was 1,000 times worse after
they
the operation.
They won't operate on my wife. My
okay.
wife's 68, going on 69, and I'm over 70, as you know.
But I started my mother on the URAC Classic Tonic. It has 18 bidirectional herbs. It's one of the old herbal tonics, and that stopped her hiatal hernia problems. You know, within 2 weeks, she never had any more problems. And so, my gosh, you know, it's advertised on Rumor Mill News webpage. Just try it for a few months.
And it's a balanced formula.
It is. It is a balanced formula. And I've had Anthony Urek, the son of the chemist who created the formula, he's explained why it works. And it does work. It really works. And that's what healed my mom's hiatal hernia.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
you know, that's only one of the things that we're having a problem with. Of course, you know the history with my wife. I've emailed you, and I stopped emailing you because I was having some problems. But I happened to be listening in, and I thought I'd just pass that on.
Pass it on about licorice.
Has helped her.
Well, licorice is one of the ingredients of this URAC Classic Tonic. I sip it the entire time that I'm on the radio. And so I take probably about 2 ounces of it every day, and I think that's another one of the reasons that I am in such good shape.
And it's a balanced formula where you have other herbs that complement and balance out the effects of the different components of the formula will be easier for the body to handle. You still have to pay attention if you do have high blood pressure, but taking licorice on its own can be very dangerous for someone with high blood pressure.
Yeah, yeah. The key is, of course, you know, to try to build up the immune system, and you know, so that the healthier you are, the you know, the better it is. And we've been working very hard at that here.
Yeah.
But Ray knows I got, you know, we got a lot of problems here. And
I know.
I figured I'd take a quick.
I miss your emails. I really do. You give me some of the most incredible history and information that I've ever had. And
well,
so
we're in deep doo-doo here in Connecticut, but I figured I'd give a chance and try to make a call.
Well, I'm so glad you did, and give my love to your wife.
I will.
And please consider trying this JC Tonic, because in my opinion, that's what kept my mom not only alive for 2 more years, but kept her happy and in excellent health for the last 2 years of her life.
Well, this fibromyalgia thing that we've been suffering with for quite a few years, and then the last 10 years, her losing her family over in Germany and everything, and, you know, it's just like one thing after another here.
One thing after another. I understand.
Yeah. And you know, you just gotta keep the faith, you know, like you and I talked about. Keep plugging and you just keep on going. That's all. You don't give up.
No, you don't give up.
That's right. And I'm so glad that the couple of things that you and I wrote back and forth that you kept your faith, because I believe you're on your way now. The next step, of course, is you're going to have some kind of video going back and forth. I have that feeling, and I'm a little psychic.
Well, you know, it's funny, because I was just telling Robin the other day, well, we were talking about, I know I'm going to have to start dressing up again. You know, I haven't worn a dress or a suit or decent shoes in 20 years now. And I was just telling Robin, something's going to happen. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to have to go out and buy a wardrobe and shoes and put on makeup every day again. And so, Bob, you're feeling it too.
When I hear your voice and I hear some of the people's voices that you talk to and so forth, it gives me such a good feeling, such a good vibration, as the kids call it. You know.
Well, one of the things that you will notice that Rumor Mill News has always tried to do, and it's to give hope, because it doesn't do any good if you just scare the heck out of people constantly and make them think that we really are going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, if I had believed what people were telling me back in 1990, you know, I would have lived on a mountaintop somewhere, you know, surrounded by landmines to keep the people from on, you know, coming. But, you know, I've been able to live in society for the last 20 years, and it's, we're still here, and I think we're going to continue to be here. People are awakening every single day. More people wake up.
You have a lot of spiritual help. Okay, and most of your agents, I just get that feeling. Okay, yeah.
I do too.
Some people call them angels. Some people call them sylphs. You know, call them whatever you want, but they're there. And
you're absolutely
all you
right,
do is
Bob.
Believe it, and you're protected. I mean, I know some of the hell that you've been through and everything, and just you know, keep the faith and hope, and you'll be fine. I think getting back to the Templar thing is just that you said, find out what God wants you to do and do it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. He's talking about a Templar meditation that I put out over 20 years ago, 23, 24 years ago now. And that was the message, find out what God wants you to do and do it. And that's the message of the theme song. You know, find your mission in life and do it.
The thing is with your situation with Gunther, I sent you an email, I don't know if you got it, about his relative in Austria when Richard the Lion was coming back, he went through there. I researched that a lot, and that was the truth is not in history, okay?
Yeah,
they were together, those two.
I know, and Richard the Lionhearted.
Lionheart and Guthrie's relative.
Richard was never a captive.
Got killed, he drowned, but there was a battle going on between the French king and Richard, because Richard took over in Normandy. The whole court of France belonged to Richard, and he had made a promise, to go to the crusade.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped at Cyprus on the way, and took it back from the Muslims there.
Oh,
and that's where Solomon's stuff was stored. And,
oh my gosh.
They made a thing with the Austrian duke, and they had a fight, and he went back to Austria.
Yeah.
But he took the stuff with him.
Oh my God, I did not get that email. You're going to have to find it and send it to me. But Bob, we got to go to commercial. Thank you so much for calling in. What an interesting call.
Keep it up, okay? Every once in a while, if I can, I jump on and I listen in.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
I've been following, but I have a problem in emailing you because, I don't know what it is.
Bob, you're going to be cut off. You're going to be cut off any second now. So, folks, you're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com. We're coming to you on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and these breaks just happen. There's nothing I can do. They just happen. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Today's show was brought to you by LifeQuest World Corporation, a life science company that is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of its family members, associates, and distributor organization. We strive daily through our own research and development laboratories, as well as our professional association with one of the world's leading botanical research centers, to provide human beings with solutions to many of life's unanswered health challenges, infusing proprietary science under the scrutiny of good manufacturing practices and adhering to the efficacy of pharmaceutical protocols. LifeQuest products are effective, safe, and superior within the marketplace for nutritional supplements and consumables. LifeQuest strives to present a whole-minded approach to better living by putting equal emphasis on an improved lifestyle, freedom through financial reward, and the enhancement of the human spirit. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long. This show is brought to you by the makers of JC Tonic, the Youth Solution. First introduced to the market over 60 years ago, the Youth Solution's 18 bidirectional herbs and 6 vital minerals emphasize balance and longevity, counteract stress, improve endurance, increase physical and mental energy, stamina, and circulation, and detoxify and maintain cellular health. Try the Youth Solution now and join the thousands of consumers experiencing life-saving results. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
TheMicroEffectLive.com. The Micro Effect. Kamiyai, Idaho. Where every day is a holiday.
Yes, sir!
Where every paycheck is a fortune.
Yes, sir!
Kamiyai, Idaho. Where every meal is a banquet.
Yes, sir!
Where your instincts will serve you better than your government.
Yes, sir!
I can't eat!
Yes, sir!
TheMicroEffectLive.com. The Micro Effect, a worldwide broadcast on the internet and on KU band satellite. Telstar 5, Transponder 5, TheMicroEffectLive.com. The most important phone number you'll need to remember is 888-747-1968. Again, 888-747-1968. Don't miss it.
Yes, sir!
Be strong, live long with ImmuneXT. 100% natural and certified vegetarian, ImmuneXT is the world's most powerful immune stimulatory extract on the market. Researched and developed over a 10-year period by research scientists at the National Center for Natural Products Research at the prestigious University of Mississippi. Our bodies are under attack daily by viral and bacterial agents. To maintain health and wellness, you must strengthen, stimulate, and enhance immune responses to pathogens and foreign invaders, protecting yourself from illness, disease, and even death. The answer is ImmuneXT, clinically proven to enhance the body's defense mechanisms against bacterial and viral infection and strengthen and support optimal performance of the immune system. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head. Up the stairs that lead up through your open mind. Above
are back. We are talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff. And Robin, these 2.5 hours have just gone too fast. You're going to have to agree to come back maybe next week. And we've got more to talk about water. We've got more to talk about the codex. We could talk for 3 hours about the codex so that everybody could really understand it. But right now, we've got another caller on the line. Melissa in Texas is on the line. And so I'd like to let Melissa ask some questions.
Yes, hello. This isn't really a question other than maybe have you heard of this before. Bob that just called in about his wife's hiatal hernia. Years ago, I had a problem with that, and I didn't even know that's what it was. And I went to a chiropractor that I was seeing then, and he said, well, this is what this is, and what's happened is food has gotten up into that bulging, that rupture in your stomach. Got to get that out of there because you're poisoning yourself. It sits there and it decays. So his fingers, and he went up under my rib cage above my stomach area and just followed the line of my, where you imagine the top of the stomach would be. And he pulled down on it with his fingers until we both heard a gurgling sound, like my stomach was gurgling. And any time I've ever had a problem, which isn't very often, but I know what to do, I just do that. I take my fingers and go up the cage and pull that down. I pick, like it's a balloon that's got a rupture, and I just, you know, manually move it down and empty that stuff out of there, and then it has a chance to heal. Have you ever heard of that instead of the surgery?
No, I never have. Robin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. There's chiropractic manipulation, osteopathic manipulation. You know, a lot goes wrong when the body is out of alignment, and I've heard of many different dramatic cures, just, you know, readjusting how everything is in the body. So,
well, he didn't do any adjusting on the bones or anything in my back or my neck or whatever. He just said, you know, clean that mess out of there so it has a chance to heal.
Right. Well, stomach, other body parts can be adjusted as well, as you've just explained. And that's great to hear such a dramatic result, because who wants to have to undergo surgery and recovery and, you know,
paying
all the hazards. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is an incredible story. It just shows all of our listeners that there are many different ways to heal problems. Mm. Many different ways.
When you don't have the money to have surgery and you don't have insurance, not that I would ever trust the allopathic system for anything.
Yes.
you know, so anyway, I just wanted to, if Bob was still listening, tell him. And the problem is if you've got a little, you know, if the heavier I get, the harder it is to actually accomplish that. You know, I'm not that much over, but I notice that any extra pounds, and all of a sudden it's harder to manipulate that because there's just too much stuff in the way. But anyway, if, you know, tell Bob to try that.
Well, you just told him yourself. Thank you.
Great information.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, shall we finish up on water, or do you want...
Sure. I'd like to share something with the audience that's pretty dramatic, because when you think, okay, well, our municipal water, our cities are really, you know, they're doing a great job cleaning the water, I don't know how many people know what the process is. So it's real short, and I'll let them know that probably 100 years ago, we're using the same methods now, and that's filtering the water through sand beds to take out visible particles, and then they add the chlorine. Doesn't remove synthetic chemicals, doesn't remove trihalomethanes, doesn't remove volatile organic chemicals, doesn't remove heavy metals. You know, the list goes on and on. So if you get that image in your mind that with all of the toxins and contaminants in our environment, and they're still doing the same thing that they've done 100 years ago, I mean, it just, you know, it doesn't make sense not to get a system. And
I agree. And the thing about this system that you have, that you have found is it's so inexpensive.
Well, it's $99. It doesn't use electricity. It's a gravity system. The shower filter is $67. I mean, how can you go wrong?
I mean, I agree completely with you. How in the world can you go wrong? Now, these aren't the type of filters that, you know, if everything breaks down and life, you know, goes to hell in a handbasket, you can't use these to, you know, to dip into the creek and pull it out. You've got to use city water. So you're still going to have one of those other water filters, you know, just in case civilization ceases. But you really need to use both of them.
Yes, you would want to have that backup because the systems that we are selling, we wanted to find what my job was to find the best unit out there. And I was amazed that I found the best price as well. It went together. They've won awards the past, I think, 5 to 7 years in a row for having the best system. But this system does not remove heavy bacteria, what you would find, let's say, in a system that you can, you know, stick into the canal and then purify the water. This will only purify the pre-treated city water.
Now, you can go to Nanacea, N-A-N-A-C-E-A, nanacea.com, or you can go to Robin's website, healthfreedomrights.com, and there's a water link, and it'll have a banner, a link where you can go to nanacea.com. Or you can go to the reading room of Rumor Mill News and look for Nanacea and just go to the website. And this is the website of our friend, Patty McPeak, who couldn't be here today. She also has another website. She's called Rice Patty. That's what her friends call her, Rice Patty, because she deals with this rice brand. And
she was, you know, she was the person that found a way to stabilize the rice brand.
And sells the machines, you know, invented the machines, got the patents on the machines that can do this. And these machines are, you know, were sold to countries. She was telling me that one was sold down to South America, and it's not rice that they're using down there to treat with it. It's the native grains. But it literally is, she's feeding the world with these machines. And Nanacea is the site that she started so that she can take it to people individually. What she was doing was taking it to the world through the governments of the world and selling her machines to the governments of the world. Now she's creating the products that you and I can use.
Well, we are still, Patty and I were just in Kansas City, I guess 2 weeks ago, at the offices of Children's International, arranging for Patty's donation of a ton of food to go to children in an orphanage in Zambia.
Yeah. I mean, this is what this woman is doing is just amazing. And she got this message when she was 3 years old. She will be on as soon as her life calms down to the point where we can talk with her like we've been talking with Robin today.
Yeah, to get a block of time, it's just too hectic now. You know, everything has to get done before the holidays.
Oh, exactly. But Robin, she has got a product that I have been using in water, and you put about 3 drops in a gallon, and it makes structured water like the doctor in Japan was
using. Our super oxy.
Yeah. And the thing, my dogs know that the water in the kitchen is better than the water in the back room. And because the water in the kitchen, I pour in their bowl out of the structured water that I make. And they will not drink the water in the back room anymore. And so if the dogs can tell the difference, then there is something really going on. What does that do to the water?
Well, I mean, first of all, the dogs are much more sensitive than we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a whole different body chemistry and reality for them. What they can smell, what, you know, we don't even have any idea about. The superoxy that I mentioned is something that you take in an ounce of water. And that's a, it's a stabilized form of oxygen. It's
now,
not
that's not the one I'm talking about.
This is another, because we have multiple water enhancement products, and the Quantum H2O drop, that's the one that you were talking about.
That's the one I'm talking about,
Right, and all you need is three drops, you know, and it shows that it will help deal with pain and fatigue, mental confusion, because these structured waters, when the product changes that structure, it makes it more available to the body. I'm sure everybody, well, not everybody, but people might have heard of Willard's water years ago.
Yes.
That was one of the first additives to make the water more alkaline. And there you used an ounce. Here you're using three drops. It's incredible.
Oh, well, it truly is incredible. And the taste and the texture of the water
is a thousand times better. Yeah.
And if my dogs can tell it, you know, you're fairly sure that something really is going on here.
If they can tell it, and then they like it.
And they like it. And, you know, they're watering back. I fill it up, and I fill it up with filtered water. You know, they don't get city water. They get good filtered water, but it goes in one of those bottles, you know, like a 3-gallon bottle. And then, you know, as they drink it, you know, it fills it up more. Well, they never finish that bottle anymore. It never gets used.
Hmm.
They only, what I'm going to have to do is put structured water in that bottle also. I haven't thought about
like
doing
it.
That yet.
They're protesting.
They are such little monsters. Did you hear them barking just a minute ago?
Yes. I think that's wonderful.
I'm not quite sure what they were barking at. But I now have figured out that the way to keep them quiet is I keep one in here with me and the other two are out, you know, out by themselves. And we don't hear them barking.
Interesting.
That's just the life of, you know, having animals when you do a radio show. But people who love animals, and my gosh, everybody should love animals. Animals make us live longer. That's what I believe. They give us so much love.
Yeah, and but, I'd like the listeners to know about a wonderful group, Best Friends, that is part of that sponsors Dogtown. There's a program on National Geographic, Dogtown. And Dogtown, I've just made a donation to Dogtown, and at some point I would love to go and volunteer and help out. They will not turn away any dog if it has no other option. If it has extreme health conditions, they will work with the dog or with the cat or whatever the pet is, all animals, and they will try to find a way to heal the animal and get it into a home that's a normal, regular home. So it's wonderful, wonderful God. I mean, if you can sit through watching the 1-hour program without crying, I can't do it.
Oh, boy. You have got a link on your Health Freedom Rights webpage, which is Caring for Our Furry Family Friends.
Yes.
And so, you know, folks, you're just going to have to go to Robin's webpage, healthfreedomrights.com. You're going to have to read all the various things that she's got here. But you have so much about dogs and cats. And one of the things that, well, you've always been into this, but you really went ballistic over this pet food recall.
Yes.
And they are still, in my opinion, they're not putting it in the animal food anymore, but the melamine that was in the animal food is the same stuff that's going into baby's milk and cookies now.
Definitely. And European countries have stopped the import of that product in their food.
And the problem is, it's in the milk. So if you're getting anything from China that has milk powder in it, you're getting this melamine that killed all of our pets.
You know what I will do, Ray Ellen, with the presentation that I just gave in Kempe at the Secrets Conference.
Oh, yes.
I had information. There will be a DVD of that will be available. And it was a blessing. That morning, I checked email and I got information about the barcodes to look for.
Oh,
so that you're not buying from China. And I will post that on Rumor Mill News later today. There's also a recall about certain diet preparations. I will post two articles about that later on.
That'll be incredible. That will be so incredibly helpful for people. I know there was a fellow that did a couple of YouTube presentations. I mean, folks, if you've got a computer that has a camera on it, you can become a movie maker. And if you've got information, or if you've even got your own personal history, oh, my God, you can get up on YouTube and it, you know, folks, I'm 60 years old, and if I can learn how to do this stuff, anybody can learn how to do this stuff.
And for those in your audience that might be listening on radio, oh, I'm just trying to find this. I don't think I have the code here. Okay, it will have to go on the website. I was hoping I could find it quickly.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not.
Well, I'll also refine this video that this man made in his own home. And he just showed all the various products. And I believe he also showed this code. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I can pull it off my presentation. And
oh, that'll
post
be great.
It.
Have you learned how to take a presentation and actually clip, you know, 30 seconds out here and 30 seconds out there?
No. We have to get the software so that we can do that ourselves. But I'm working with an editor who is also one of the cameramen at the Secrets
mm-hmm.
Conference. And yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I'm not sure. You know, they're all the days are spent in front of the computer. But it was going through my presentation, and you have to check the, you know, what minute everything is to make the changes.
Yes.
But I'm not physically doing the changes.
Uh-huh.
I will learn.
We all have to learn because we can't afford to pay the editors to do this sort of work for us anymore. And I was given a little piece of information, you know, sort of connecting the dots information. And I chose to make a video out of it the other day.
Mm.
And it actually took me almost 8 hours to put the whole video together. So it does take a long time. And if, you know, if we were paying, that would have been over $1,000 that I would have had to have paid someone to do that if I had hired someone.
It's
so
very tedious.
We have to learn how to do everything these days. And we've got 6 minutes. I can't believe, again, we went through all this time. What's the most important thing you want to leave people with?
I want everybody to remember change.gov, and if they can't write an email, there has to be a phone number that you can call. We will put that information up on Rumor Mill News.
Yes, I'll get it up over on Rumor Mill as soon as we get off here.
And whatever your beliefs are, you might not agree with us, you might not agree with your neighbor, but make your voice heard for what you want. That's the only way we're going to have change in this country, in the world.
In the world. And, of course, the elite rulers of this planet have done everything they can to divide and conquer us. You know, they're wanting to start a race war, and if it's not between blacks and whites, it's going to be between Hispanics and all the rest of the people. We have got to say no. No, we're not going to allow this to happen anymore. And so change.gov, say no more race wars, don't let the people instigate them. And, you know, I hate to say it, but the Clintons blamed the white radicals for Oklahoma City, and I think very soon we're going to find out that there was a connection not only to, well, there are no Islamic terrorists. This terrorist brotherhood was created by MI6, and then CIA took it over. And if we would ever have the truth about anything, it's the intelligence agencies all around the world that are creating terrorism.
Yes, this has been the topic of conversation the past few days, and everyone who is so passionate about having 9/11 exposed, there's a lot that just can't get exposed because it will all come apart. There is a time when we can get to that place where information can come out, but start with the things that we can accomplish, and we'll build on that and get everything else dealt with and taken care of.
And just remember, change.gov, I mean, my God, folks, they've got all of us numbered, and they know us anyway. I mean, don't be afraid anymore. Don't be afraid that if you fill this out, they're going to know who you are. Hey, it's long past that time. They got your number. They know where you live. If you're on the internet, they can just literally track every single thing that you read. So they know who you are. Get beyond being afraid. Go to change.gov and give them a piece of your mind. They need to know it. But try to be nice. You know, they probably will pay more attention to the people who are courteous than the people who are not.
Definitely. Good advice.
Yes. And so I'm just trying to think of every single thing that we have covered on this show with you, and I'm trying to think if we left any of the pieces undone.
The other thing to write about that ties into Codex, which many consider to be the final step, is the North American Union.
The joining of
Canada, the United States, and Mexico. There's a wonderful site. Denine Peterson, and please forgive me, Denine, I misspoke when I mentioned your name in my presentation, but she has stopped the NorthAmericanUnion.com. I believe Denine was the lady that sounded the call to wake everyone up, so that's another issue for change.gov. No North American Union.
That's right.
No superhighways.
And that reminds me, I've got to get Denine back on. She's been on a couple of times, and she is just amazing. She's also a Rumor Mill news writer. I know. People, you see, everybody who is doing good work has the right to post on Rumor Mill News. And a lot of them are just too busy. Denine's too busy. You're too busy. Walter Burian's too busy. But when they have a story that is hot and they don't have a webmaster to put it up for them, it goes on Rumor Mill News first. So, Robin, you're going to have to agree, maybe even to come back next week.
Okay.
We've got Monday and Tuesday open. And because the people I had scheduled for them had emergencies, too. So let me get on the phone with you after we're off the air, and
sure.
Maybe we can set something up, because we still haven't covered the Codex, and there's all sorts of things, and we didn't tell people how they could get one of these light machines. So
okay.
They're going to have to write you. And so our guest today has been Dr. Robin Falkoff of HealthFreedomRights.com, and we will have her back, if not next week, after the first of the year. And so, folks, you've been listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com. Go to RumorMillNews.